Welcome back to Raiders Training Camp Live. I'm JT. Got another legend here, the great Raymond Chester, one of the greatest tight ends in the history of the Raiders and the NFL. And I just had a chance to see you at Mike Ditka's Gridiron Greats, where you were honored. That was a special night because also Mr. Davis was honored too.
Absolutely. It was a true honor for me to be honored at the same time as Mr. Davis. But even more so, it was Mike Ditka. You know, and when I was coming up,
yeah,
Mike Ditka and John Mackey were it. I mean, they were the best of the best, and I'm proud to say I tried my best to play in that mold. And so to have the Gridiron Greats and Mike Ditka and that group honor me, and along with Freddie and Mr. Davis, was a real honor.
And unfortunately, since I've last saw you, the passing of Ken Stabler, and what a big-time loss, not only for Alabama, for football, to all of his friends, and he was very special to you. Talk about the passing of the Snake.
Oh, my God. You know, so many things I could say about Snake. When I first came to the Raiders, Snake was he was behind Blanda and LaMonica. And so I got a chance to talk with him a lot, and he would throw to me a lot, you know, when I was a young player and whatever. But Snake, just a charismatic guy. He had a certain charisma that made everybody's game elevate. And part of what I loved about Snake was, there's many stories about his greatness, how he could throw the ball and whatever. He always saw the whole field. But moreover, he always made every one of us, every one of the receivers in the back, feel like we were going to get the ball on that play. He'd be in the huddle, and he'd be calling the play. He'd look right at you, JT, and he'd be calling the play, and he'd look right at you. And then he would leave the huddle. His final words in the huddle would be, okay, everybody running, everybody alert. And he would break the huddle, and you left that huddle just knowing that Snake was going to get you the ball. So the consequence of that was that everybody ran hard, ran there, got the right depth, the right spacing and whatever. He was a great guy to play with.
Great to see the team practice. And your first impressions, because when you were in training camp back in the day, a little bit tougher, full pads right out of the gate, those two-a-days. But to see the young guys now, Jack Del Rio, the new coaching staff, what's your first impressions?
Well, there's one good thing about it is that you can see the guys in the natural, you know. So you see what a guy is built like, what his, you know, stature is and that kind of thing. And I'm just impressed because, you know, it reminds me when you go to like a racetrack or something, you know. All the horses look beautiful. They're all thoroughbred. They all got the blood. We know that somewhere in that bloodline there's talent. And it's just a matter of what these coaches can do, you know, with bringing this talent out, finding the right players, finding the right packages and that kind of thing like that. And so I love this part of training camp.
We're talking to Raymond Chester. I want to ask you about the growth of the tight end in the sport now. If you look at the great tight ends in this league, they're making big-time money. They're getting open deep downfield like wide receivers. What's the biggest change that you've seen in the NFL the last 3 or 4 years with the Gronkowski-type players and the guys who can get open downfield but also run deep routes and are more go-to guys, can get 80 to 90 receptions a year?
Well, you know, the 80 to 90 receptions and being able to get off the ball is all kind of goes hand in hand with the rule changes.
Yeah.
It used to be brutal getting off the line as a tight end, and so you had to fight for every inch of ground that you got. Nowadays, the guys are so big, you know, tall, and they've got speed, and they've got great hands, and they can get off the line and get into their routes unencumbered. So, you know, so they can run their routes across the middle without linebackers clotheslining them. And they can, you know, so no bump and run and that kind of thing like that. So they're taking full advantage of all the size and the speed and the great soft hands. And the position of tight end has become a glamour position.
Let's talk about Derek Carr, the quarterback. Clearly he got thrown into it last year and didn't win a lot of games but got better and progressed throughout the year. I was most impressed, Raymond, when he got hurt in London, people wondered if he was going to be out a couple of weeks, and he came right back. He's a guy who wants to play through pain, and obviously they can't kick him out of the building. He's in the building almost 24/7. Talk about his work ethic.
Well, that's the thing you got to love about him.
Yeah.
You know, we just talked about a great quarterback, Kenny Stabler. And the thing about Kenny was that he was humble. You know, as great as he was humble. I get a sense that Derek Carr is like that. I mean, he will stay out and throw with anybody. He wants to learn. He didn't get cocky when things were going well for him last year. And his approach this year is the same way. I think he's got the stuff that can make him the type of leader that we think he is. Yeah. Now, you can have the ability, right? You can have all the talent in the world. And if you don't have a personality, you don't get your guys. You lose your guys. But if you got the combination of that, that's the stuff greatness is made of.
You're great. We appreciate you coming here. Big alumni dinner tonight. Can't wait to see you there.
I'm looking forward to it, man. I'll tell you what. Free food and no bruises.
You'll feel good about it. We'll see you there. That's Raymond Chester coming up, the great Hall of Famer, James Lofton, as we continue from Raiders training camp live at Raiders.com.